All right, so hey everyone, welcome. This is our brand new podcast that we're starting. This is Books, Cats, and Chaos. We are your magnificent hosts, James and Casey. We are a husband and wife team, and we're just trying to, get into something that's a little fun. Take our love of reading and other things and just share it with people online and, kind of just see where it goes. This is our introduction video. We're not actually going to be talking about any books today. We're going to be talking about our plans for books. Going forward, I'm going to do that a lot too. I'm going to say a lot. My brain runs in a million different directions, as my wife can tell you. It's hardly ever in a straight line. So, Books, Cats, and Chaos. We're talking about books, and we're going to be talking about cats and the chaos that they create and the joy that they bring into our lives. So I've gone so far off of the notes for our introduction, but that's fine because that's just who I am. So just a little bit about what we're planning to do. We're going to be covering a bunch of genres of books. We're going to be doing kind of deep dives into sections of each book. A couple chapters at a time as we talk about everything, and everything that kind of comes in between, I think, because we are both working adults, working professionals, and yeah, life is chaotic
Very
and
chaotic.
work is chaotic and cats are chaotic and yeah, it's just the way it goes. So, before we get much further, we also want to make sure that we put a content warning out for people who may eventually read, not read, watch this and listen to this. We will attempt to keep this as PG as possible, or maybe PG-13, because, but we are excitable people, and sometimes things are going to slip out. We are probably going to do our best to have a regular version that people can listen to, and then we may, if we can find the time and the ability, to go back and censor out offensive words. Or we may not. It just depends on. Well, I'm the one who's doing it, so it kind of depends on how I feel that day. So just be warned that there may be a couple F-bombs, there may be other things, but nothing overtly offensive. We are very particular about, overtly offensive things, well, just use your imagination. I don't want to get into it. So moving on. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Like I said, my name is James. I am the one half of this. I am a, by day, I am a web designer, graphic designer. I'm the one who will be doing most of the art for our podcast. I will eventually be developing the website for our podcast as I find time. And yeah, and overall, I'm just sort of a technological, I do a little bit of everything. So I'm the one who gets to figure out how the podcasting works and how we're going to tie it all together. And yeah, I've been doing technology for a long time. It's taken forever to get into this sector of technology, mostly because I don't like being on camera. So, the this is a big thing. Well, this is a big thing for both of us.
It is.
So that's a little bit about me. So now I'm gonna stop talking for a minute because apparently, you know, I can't. Once you get me going, I can't shut up. I'm gonna let my wife tell you guys a little bit about herself and what she does and her expectations for this.
Hi, everyone. Like James said, my name is Casey. And as you may see behind me, I am a cat lover enthusiast. By day, I do work in the finance field. And by night, I like to rescue cats and play with cats. And I like to read a lot. Yeah, I've been in the finance world for many years doing different things. But my passion has always been, you know, in the arts with photography and crocheting and reading. So yeah, it's coming together and reading all of these books and dragging my husband along through some of my new obsessions and him introducing me to some of his genre and favorite books. So we're excited. I'm excited to get this started.
Okay, so what, let's see. Why don't we go ahead and talk about your, I think we said we're going to do it the other way, but let's go ahead and talk about your genres. Since you are much more the bookworm than I am,
we prefer
not to
book
say
dragon.
That I don't like reading. I love, I love reading. But when I became a solopreneur, entrepreneur, you know, I run my own business and a lot of my time has been spent reading technical books, how-to guides, and blogs. And I've had to force myself to get back into reading for fun.
Yes, you do need to take more breaks.
Which is, yeah. So, and that's why she is the book dragon. And she's dragging me into this.
Wow, that play on words there.
Yeah, I know. It's a dad joke. And, you know, it still counts when you have fur babies, okay? I'm sorry.
It does. Anyway. It always counts.
So let's start with your genre of books, and then we'll get into my genre of books. So, yeah. Take it away. Go for it.
So even from a young age, I've always been into fantasy. I can remember, you know, like grade school, junior high, getting into, you know, the Chronicles of Narnia and The Bridge to Terabithia. And I'm like really dating myself with these books. but then like coming out of junior high into high school, you know, I was introduced to Dragonlance and oh my God, was I obsessed, like all through high school into college. Anything fantasy, anything with dragons especially. And then, you know, college kind of have to stop. Not have to, but like I had a lot of studying and everything. So reading for fun kind of fell to the wayside. But then I've always been into fantasy. But then I got into like the paranormal, like with the vampires and the werewolves and stuff. I guess that still kind of counts as fantasy. Some people lump it a little different. Got into those and then got into my romance stuff too. I started reading some romance books and then some of the romance books tied in some of that fantasy elements and the paranormal elements with the werewolves and vampires and stuff. And then, you know, life kind of happened, and you know, working full time and stuff, I was still reading, but not as much. And then, yeah, like book talk and Bookstagram happened, and now I'm into romantasy, where like it combines my two favorite things. So now there's this new thing, romantasy, where it's like romance and fantasy, or sometimes it's fantasy with more romance. So that's where I'm at. As you can probably see some of my books up there. Yeah, those are my things. I tend to be very, very fantasy driven, but I will step back. I will read some Western romances. And what are my other ones? Like the historical
sci-fi.
I actually know. I have not really read sci-fi. I love watching sci-fi. I have not really read sci-fi. I know.
Well, you're going to be reading a new genre when we get going here.
But yeah, like I love my like Scottish Highlander romances and the time traveling stuff. Hello, mm-hmm. Outlander. But yeah, so those are my favorite fantasy. Fantasy, my God, my favorite genres to read. What are yours?
I like a little bit of, well, I can't say everything because I'm not super big on romanticies. You know, I mean, basically, like most kids growing up, or not most kids, I guess most boys maybe growing up, I, you know, read a lot of comics. I was very big into graphic novels, collected comics, you know, I loved things like the Ninja Turtles and Transformers. And I collected a bunch of those original graphic novels as a kid. And then I, you know, really got into, again, like the Dragonlance. I don't know, even kind of by chance, honestly. My dad was kind of into it.
That's kind of funny because my dad was into it. He told me a little bit
about it. Yeah, I mean, my dad, you know, if you haven't read Dragonlance, and this is, I'm not even going to say spoiler alert, because this happened like 40 years ago. My dad was the one who told me how upset he was when Sturm Brightblade died.
Oh my God. I remember reading Sturm Brightblade in my eighth grade class while my teacher was like teaching us something, and I'm sitting there with my book under my desk reading, and I started crying. And I had to flip back and be like, no, this isn't happening. But yeah, like, oh my God. But no, it's funny that you mentioned your dad, because my dad was the one to introduce me to Dragonlance. And he was introduced to it with his whole D&D friends and campaigning and stuff. Well, and
I don't even know why my dad, like, my dad wasn't into Dragonlance, and he wasn't into D&D. Like, he didn't even know what that was.
Oh, really?
But he knew that story.
Oh, how funny.
It just off chance. And so when I was talking to him about it one day when I was like, I don't know, 12 or 15 or something like that, and he was like, oh man, Sturm Brightblade, and I was just like,
who?
What? Like, why do you know this? Like, you know, it was so just, you know, so I mean, I read, you know, Dragonlance, my core, like I had a core set of Dragonlance that I read as a kid. And then I immediately moved on to some of the other works that Hickman and
Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman Weiss
did, you know, the Dark Sword trilogy, you know. Well, actually now it's actually a, what do they, when it's a four, because they released another one later on.
I think it's still like a trilogy, and then they came out with a separate book that happens years later or something, right? It's been so long since I've read it, but I think the three are still a trilogy, and then there's just an additional book. So it's not actually like a...
There's just an additional...
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was one, you know, I read when I was like 15. I read 1984 by what's his name? I can't think of his name. I don't know. And then, you know, from there I moved on to a lot of sci-fi kind of books. I really like sci-fi, futuristic, you know, think like Starship Troopers,
Star Trek.
You know, kind of like Soldiers, Alien World. I have not actually read a single Star Trek book. And I have never read Star Wars either. I have heard that they have very, very good books, but I have never read any of them. And from there, I really moved on to vampires, and I have a lot of vampire books that I actually got into
reading vampire books and stuff because of you. Because when we were like dating and stuff way back when, because I never really had interest in vampires. I was always like, no, wizards and dragons and rangers and knights and dwarves and everything. Like, why would you want to read about bloodsuckers? Like, oh my god. And then, yeah, you know, like we were dating when we were so young and stuff, and you're like,
but
Spike, like, how can you not watch Buffy and Spike and vampires? And so then I got into like
Laurel
K. Hamilton for like the longest time, and yeah.
Well, and it's the thing, you know, when I read the vampire stuff, I'm not talking about like what's it, Interview with the Vampire, and I've never read that. I've never read Bram Stoker's Dracula, even though it is on my list.
I do have it.
But so like my introduction to the vampires was really through P&L Rod and part of it through Ravenloft, and I have a really old book, and I'm looking at my bookshelf to see if I can actually see it, to see what the title of it is, and it's called something like Vampires in Space or something like that, and it's a really, really old book. It's tiny. It's like this thick, one of those little like 5x7, and it's literally what the title says. It's about vampires in outer space.
That's like two things that just doesn't seem,
but you know, that was my thing.
But there are like there's a book about a vampire cowboy, so
no, it really doesn't. But from there, and so now what I've really moved into is I really like horror, the horror genre, and that's what you get to experience, because I know you have not read any horror genre. And that's what we will be moving into.
I did read horror when I was younger. I used to read Goosebumps. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I mean, that does sort of count, because some of those stories are messed up. Like Goosebumps.
I haven't read Goosebumps since junior high, but I did read them back then. And I stuck with fantasy ever since.
Yeah, so I'm in the you know, my genre of choice is kind of all over the place. Like I love a good horror, I love a good sci-fi, and I am enjoying what I'm reading now. You know, which is what we're going to be starting off. So, like I said, we're not actually discussing that during this whole thing. This is a prelude to, you know, what we're going to be talking about.
So
what kind of kicked this off was Casey wanted me to read ACOTAR. because everybody and their brother and their mother and their aunt and their sister and their deranged uncles and their babysitters are reading ACOTAR. And I said, I'm reading something else, which I actually ended up reading something else. I'm not going to spoil what I was reading because we're going to talk about it later. But I had finished my story and I was looking through Kindle because I was doing something. I don't remember what. And so I started Throne of Glass.
And that's where we will be starting our podcast series.
And so that is...
Yep.
That's what we're starting. Yes. Throne of Glass.
Throne of Glass, I have read. Absolutely love this series.
It's multiple times.
Series. If you have not heard of it, Throne of Glass is by Sarah J. Maas. If you are on Bookstagram, Book Talk, you will have heard of Throne of Glass. If you haven't, by now you will. Sarah J. Maas also has the ACOTAR series, A Court of Thrones and Roses, and the Crescent City series. During our podcast, we will not be tying those books in or giving any sort of spoilers for those series if you have not read them. James has not read ACOTAR or Crescent City yet. Maybe he will. I am introducing him slowly to romanticy to let him know it's not as bad as he thinks it is. I did introduce him to Throne of Glass. I told him that he would like this one. And you are currently on Heir of Fire right now. So without giving any spoilers.
I am, actually. I'm not very far, though.
Just what is your overall impression of the first two books?
This is how far I am. I haven't gotten very far because I'm very busy. This is the beginning, and I'm right here. I can't say anything about giving spoilers because just you know, F that one guy. The one guy. I don't like that guy so far.
There are F so that many guy. Guys. Rowan?
You know the guy. His name rhymes with Bowen.
Oh my gosh.
So far, not a fan, I'm telling you right now. But like I said, I'm only an inch into the book, so I'm going to give it time to see what happens, because we'll see what happens. But the first two books I really liked. However, that's way farther than what we're even... When we eventually get this rolling, our plan is we're going to see how it goes. So right now we're kind of in a experimental phase. So we're going to start this off with doing the first five chapters of the book, which the first book. So Throne of Glass.
I think we're going to do the first six chapters for Throne of Glass. Yes.
First six chapters. Yes. Okay. It is Throne of Glass. Yeah. Depending on how long it takes us to get through those for our first actual podcast, because as you can tell, this is supposed to be an intro video and we have a tendency to ramble. I mean, well, okay. I have a tendency to ramble. My wife has a tendency to sit there and, I'm shaking my camera. Sorry, everybody. My wife has a tendency to sit there and just kind of shake her head at me because I like to tell everybody that I'm very introverted. And
the
then
true introvert
this
is right
happens.
Here.
I don't know. So sue me. Yeah. So that's our plan. We're going to do the first six. Our plan is to do 5 to 6 chapters for each podcast. And our plan will be to get through the first series, so the Throne of Glass series. So all
I believe it's seven books.
Seven in a novella?
Really quick.
Or is it?
It's 7 books total, including Assassin's Blade.
Okay. Okay, so six and a novella. Depending on how that goes with the podcast, we may stick to six. We may up that to whatever. We may change it on a weekly basis. We don't know. So hang tight.
Enjoy the ride. Sit with tight. Us.
You know, enjoy the ride. We don't know what we're doing, okay? We hardly know what we're doing on a day-to-day basis in our regular lives, so why would you expect there to be anything different with this, okay? That's all I got to say about that. So, it is bound to be fun. That's what we're trying to go for, is we're trying to be fun. We want to just enjoy what we're doing and maybe bring a little bit of something to somebody who's never read these books. I mean, I realize that Throne of Glass has been out for quite a while now. I'm late to the party. This is not my typical cup of tea. But I am enjoying it, actually. I am enjoying it quite a bit. And maybe somebody else will, too. And that's the whole point, is we're going to go through this. We're not going to worry about any spoilers, because if you haven't read it by now, tough. Yeah, tough.
We won't jump ahead of ourselves. In other words, like, when we're going through the first book, Throne of Glass, we will be talking about Throne of Glass, and then we will move on to the next book. James has not read the full series, so I will not be discussing, you know, what happens in Kingdom of Ash and while he's reading, you know, Air of Fire or anything like that. It is a ride. It is a journey. So I want him to experience the full journey. I want you guys to experience the full journey with us. So we will be discussing it book by book. We will not go ahead of ourselves and do any spoilers in that way.
And on that note, actually, assuming that we actually do have any sort of success with this, I'm assuming, maybe. Because we're planning to put this out on multiple platforms, hopefully we're hoping people can also rein themselves in to not discuss spoilers. Because, well, as we're going to be going through this and trying to talk to people, I think, and responding to comments and things, depending. We're very new to this. I don't know how any of this works. We're literally learning right now as we go. The next 10 seconds are unknown to us because we just don't know. So to keep it fun for everybody, we're just hoping that, you know, everybody kind of plays nice. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not your mom, you know. So, you know, we're doing what we can. But that's our plan. And that's what we're hoping to do for this. We're just hoping to have fun.
We hope you will stay tuned with us, because after the Throne of Glass series, like James has mentioned, he is going to introduce me into his favorite genre, which is horror. So he will be introducing me to one of his favorite series. And we will be discussing that and my thoughts on horror. So we will keep you guys updated on that. So
it'll be fun.
As long as there's no jump scares. That's what I don't like about horror movies, are the jump scares.
You can't really jump scare a book. It's more like you turn the page and you go, "Oh shit!"
I get anxious when I read some of my books, especially like when they have like the battle scenes or somebody's about to like stab the other in the back and stuff. So,
your overactive imagination will definitely work against you. No. Then in my books, oh, it's gonna be glorious, guys. We're gonna love this. Goodness. This is gonna be great.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a while, because we got seven books to get through before we get to my horror books. Yep. So it's going to be a little bit. But it'll be worth it.
If I never come back, you know why? I was scared away by horror books. I actually think, I don't quote me on this, but I do think that there is like the romanticy where they, you know, romance and fantasy, but it's horror and romance. I don't know what you would call that, but I I guess it's called dark romance. There are some.
Definitely, definitely not whoremance.
No, we won't go there.
But they should call it whoremance.
Okay, you just stop while you're ahead, dear. Oh my gosh. In the meantime, we are trying to be more active on social media. So if you are interested in seeing what we're reading, visiting different bookstores with us, or checking out local breweries, because we do like to hang out at some of the breweries and read our books, please make sure to check us out on social media and see us there in the meantime.
Yeah, so that'll be Books, Cats, and Chaos .com. That is coming soon. It is not here yet. But maybe by the time we get this first episode up, it might be. I don't know. I can't promise you anything. We will also put the social media tags down at the end of the video, and probably in the comments for wherever this gets posted. And we, in the meantime, are also thinking about other ways that we can do different things, offer different things to people. Obviously, this is our very first episode, intro episode. We're still figuring everything out, toying with the different ideas of different ways to offer different things to people. So no promises yet. We are debating about maybe doing something like Patreon, something like that. So if as we go along and we do this stuff, because that'll take a while to get set up, if you guys have ideas of things that you would like to see in a Patreon, let us know. You know, what kinds of things are people, you know, behind? Is it behind the scenes stuff? Do you want to see extra notes, extra discussions? Do you want exclusive book reviews? You know, somebody wants to send in a book and say, you know, hey, I read this great book, but nobody knows who it is. Can you do a one podcast review on it? And maybe we'll do that, but we'll just put it behind Patreon as an exclusive sort of thing. Let us know what you guys would like to see so that we kind of know how to plan for the future and what to offer. Because honestly, at this point, we don't really know what people would want to see. But we're open because, yeah. You know, why not? And I think that pretty much wraps.
Yeah, no, I think that wraps up our intro podcast. We just wanted to come on and say hi and introduce ourselves. And if you haven't already, make sure you pick up a copy of Throne of Glass, Kindle, bookstores, wherever, and read the first 6 chapters for the next broadcast. We look forward to this adventure with you guys. And before we go, we just wanted to give out a shout out to one of our friends, or not to one of our friends, to our friends over at K911 Rescue. K911 Rescue is a rescue that is devoted to the dogs and cats that no one wants, the broken, defective, and depressed. K911 Rescue focuses on the senior, homeless, and handicapped fur babies that often get overlooked. Their mission is to save as many special needs, senior, homeless, and stray dogs and cats as possible, because everyone deserves a wonderful forever home. If you are looking to adopt, foster, volunteer, or would like to make a donation, every little bit helps. That's K911RESQ.com. We will link them in our show notes, and just, you know, go check out their website, say hi. They do such wonderful, wonderful work.
And we'll try to put some of this stuff up on the screen too, if I can figure it out. So, and on that note, yeah, I think everybody, you know, we hope everybody has a great, depending on where you are, have a great day, have a great night. Don't work too hard. Don't be lazy. And we will see you when we discuss the next, the first six chapters of Throne of Glass. Happy reading.